Live, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and it's so good to have you back. I know all of our listeners have missed you as much as I did, so I'm glad to see you this Sunday morning. Good morning to everybody else out there as well. I hope you're enjoying somewhat better news on the news. I mean, the pandemic, I think it's come to a close, at least what we've known for the last year. And I'm enjoying the normal, as I like to say, every week. And it's so pleasant to see. This past, I think it was on Friday night, it was just amazing. There was a Lookouts game, and they must have done fireworks for 20 minutes. It was the longest post-Lookouts fireworks show I think I've ever seen. Well done, Lookouts. And you know, we got to go to a game a couple of weeks ago, and it's, even though they're still doing 40% capacity, that's MLB's fault. Hopefully they'll start relaxing those restrictions and everybody get out and enjoy this fine city that we have. What's more, Riverfront Nights has started back up again, Ed, and I haven't been to it yet. I could hear it across the river, but again, signs of life returning. Of course, they turned that into a vaccination party, but hopefully it'll just be back to normal family fun and everybody enjoying that. I was a bit disappointed, though, to see that Riverbend has moved out to 2022. I don't know why. I haven't read any of the articles as to why they decided to do that, but of course, that's their prerogative to do that. But I know the patients, everybody else I've spoken with, we have been anticipating that and really, really looking forward to October and Riverbend, but so much. It'll be next year, and my thanks to all the businesses in town that are running so smoothly, so well. We've been over to Scotty's a lot. I don't know how much you go to Scotty's on the river, but they've done a great job at that place, and it feels, again, like we're back to normal life. And you know what? It's a good feeling, and you know, if somebody still wanted to wear their mask at a place that didn't require it, well, by golly, they can, and that's everybody's right. And so far, mostly, I've seen people that aren't paranoid, just a few people that are still feeling like we're a year ago. And again, these opinions, by the way, guys, like we like to say, these are my opinions or Ed's opinion, not our sponsors, not the studios, just ours. And you know, it's still a free country, and we have the right to free speech, Ed, as far as I can recall. And speaking of free speech, let me give you a little word from my employer and our title sponsor, CHI Memorial. They want you to know that, you know, in good times and bad times and everything in between, your primary care doctor, like me, is with you all the way. CHIMemorialMedicalGroup.org. Go there to find a physician that is right for you. We have a lot of fine, fine providers in our organization. Ed, what's up with you?
Thank you, my friend. And we're both always active people. I went to, two nights ago, did my float tank downtown at Lucidity. That's a good meditative 90 minutes sitting in a enclosed container that is isolating you from any sound, and you're floating in salt water, so you tend to lose the sensation of your body. And it's good therapy for me. There's some people would find that a little bit intimidating, but I've done it many times and I really enjoy that. I am also, like you, very pleased with the fact that the masks are getting a lot easier to handle as far as the enforcement and the attitude and the feelings of people. Fear is not as contagious as it was, and I think we have a tipping point. We certainly hit a few months ago of people realizing that life's not coming to an end, that we actually have a virus that is, like most sicknesses, we get it and our body takes care of it if we're reasonably healthy. That's another reason we give free vitamin D away at Nutrition World, because we know that's connected to our immune system. And I do respect any business that, of course, still wants to require it, but I can tell you it seems that the majority of those businesses have learned that they're suffering by too much enforcement, so they are loosening the standards.
And I will say, just watching patients, easily 90% or more of the patients, when I walk in the room, the patient and the family have all removed their masks. When I walk in the room, they're like, is this a, they start to scramble for their masks. And I'm like, no, leave it right there. You know, I just tell them I'm vaccinated, you know, seeing the company line. But it's nice to see that they're tired of it. And they'll say, I want to breathe. I can't breathe. It's hard to talk. It's so nice to see them. They're comfortable. I said, leave your mask off. And this last week has been the most unmasked week that I've seen in over a year. And it's been nice. I'm thankful to all my patients who are, well, they take care of themselves. They just do. And they're more confident. They put their trust in the Lord and not in government to keep them safe.
Yeah, and in you and good advice and lifestyle habits, because they see with their own eyes the people who really suffered. Most of them were people who had significant risk factors, or sometimes people have bad times for no good reason. I mean, you know that. You've had people with the flu who are very healthy, but then they had a really tough time. Same with COVID.
But look at all the data that's coming out now, and I don't think we can get into this too much because it's emerging data, but just like I think... And I can't remember, Ed, if we've talked about this on the air or not, but the way this thing has behaved has looked bioengineered to me for over a year. And a lot of that data is now emerging that, yes, it was.
You cannot ignore it. And like we spoke a couple weeks ago, I do believe always the truth finally reaches the surface, regardless of the efforts to contain the truth and keep it secretive. I know that peaceful protests are occurring in the UK following the vaccine passports that they're trying to enact in so many places. And the UK is now finally, the government may scrap it, its plans for vaccine passports because of all these protests.
And was that just for like international travel or for European travel?
I don't know for sure the extent of that, but in the U.S., 14 states have enacted laws that ban vaccine passport requirements in order to prevent the creation of a two-tier society. And, you know, the problem is that there's some underlying agenda to this passport that I do believe, which is a much larger plan to somehow implement some kind of global social system where so many other parts of our life will be monitored, and everything from your health to your finances to your past history, we're going to have, if that gets a momentum, we're doomed.
And I've been, and I agree with you, you know, so much restriction of travel. You know, if you wanted to go, say, to Hawaii, you're going to have to show a negative test. You have to show your vaccine passport and go, you know, these kind of things. I don't think we should be restricted from travel based on whether or not we've complied with a voluntary vaccine. It just seems wrong to me. It feels bad. And, you know, I've been disturbed by some of the comments, and I'll probably get some comments for this one, but from our commander-in-chief when he says the unvaccinated will pay. And that's not a quote. I just remember, I think it's close to what he said. Mm-hmm. You know, I always think, what exactly do you mean by that? And is that exactly a legal thing? I'd have to ask somebody else.
It is concerning. And we do know with these emails that Fauci has been released that he certainly has made different statements that countered what the headlines were saying, because he did say that he did not believe early on at all that the masks were going to be that effective. And there were many things he stated that he ended up backtracking on and then making like this huge statement that you should do this, you shouldn't do this. And in fact, he didn't believe those things. So where did all that come from? I don't know.
And you know what? I don't mind. We talk about this a lot in the office and at home. I do not mind somebody changing their mind. I changed my mind on a lot of things, even theologically. I don't believe the same things now that I did 10 years ago. I've evolved with the times, and that's okay. But then you can say, here's what I used to believe. Here's why I believe what I believe now.
Here's why.
But in typical, it was more like a lot of these doctors, like Dr. Fauci, behave more like a politician and simply switch what they were saying with no reasonable explanation. At least that's the way it looked to me. Mm-hmm. And I don't like it when politicians do that. If you change your mind, great. Please explain.
Yeah, because the reason they change is a usual hidden agenda for some type of power or profit.
Political expediency.
And real quick, before we run out of the first segment, I know that you went to the contest the other night, the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
Yes.
And I was sorry to miss that, but Sean and Tracy and all those did so well, I hear.
Yeah, kudos to Tracy Lassar. She put on a fantastic show, organized that great. So Chris and Tracy Lassar, thank you so much. And Sean Whitfield putting on a great show. Dee Dee and I had a fantastic time, and I can't wait to see another one in the future.
Yep, that's you know, the first one's got to be tough because it's you're having to invent, not reinvent everything. And I've been following fitness and bodybuilding since I was about 15 years old, and I'm be 64 soon, so it's been a lot of years. It's an unusual sport, there's no doubt, but I still always look with great pleasure back to the golden age of bodybuilding when all the Arnolds and the people I've got a whole list of those people.
When they would do some of Arnold's classic poses, I would just start cackling. And because I can remember some of those. I didn't go to them, but I remember watching them on TV.
I saw Arnold in the Mr. Olympia, probably 1976 or 75 in Columbus, Ohio. And I paid $18 for those tickets in just a couple years ago. To go to that contest was probably at least $100 to $200 for tickets.
Wow. Well, you know, you and I live in the gym, so when I'm watching this thing, even though I don't know that sport, I have a deep respect for all the suffering they went through to get there.
Yeah, there's no doubt. Yeah, and It involves your whole life has to be basically turned over to preparing for this contest.
And I wish I could remember the name of the youngest competitor, but kudos to him. 16 years old and he was in that. That's impressive.
Hey, it takes so much guts to stand up there and show your work.
And men in their 60s as well, so I was impressed by both extremes of the age spectrum.
Well, I'll be there next year to watch and or do something else. It is time to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk with a guest that I have met at Nutrition World. He lives out of town. He's going to be calling us in on natural options for allergies, which is certainly still kind of going on right now. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com, click on past shows, or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of our past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your convenience. A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
It's that time of year. Some days you have the heat on, some days it's the air conditioning. What does that mean? Your heating and air unit may be confused and overworked. If it decides to just stop working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com. They make hot homes cool or cold homes warm. Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet. And keep us tuned in on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green. Got an interesting conversation on allergies. I know that, I mean, there's very few of us that don't have some kind of challenge with that, especially in this area. And I know you, Dr. Green, see a lot of patients with allergies probably every day, don't you?
Every single day, especially this time of the year.
Yep. And, you know, most of the time we have choices. We have plenty of things that are advertised on television and over the counter, prescriptions, and also the other field of holistic, more nutritional herbal options. Well, a gentleman that I know who is a national account representative for a company called UTSI, I've met him several times, been very impressed with his knowledge. He's actually been in healthcare sales for 12 years and seven of those in the supplement industry. And he was a physician only rep for integrative medicine doctors for 5 years. But I really can tell when I talk to people that they kind of have the knowledge and the knack for it, and sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. Well, Ben Fuhrer is with us with Vital Health Radio. Welcome to the show, Ben.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know we spoke, you and I, in person about a month or two ago, and we discussed some really good points on what do people do when they have these allergies going on, and we're not treating medical conditions here, but what do they do to help lessen those symptoms, especially if they are, I won't say uncomfortable, but if they don't want to choose, say, a pharmaceutical to begin with, but they want to use something holistic or nutritional. What is your take on some of the things that may work and some of the things that don't work?
Yeah, it's a great question. So as you mentioned, I sold to integrative medical practitioners and functional medicine doctors for a number of years. And so for me, the starting point typically is going to come down to what lifestyle changes can we make first? And I know that's something that you both are passionate about. So looking at diet, what are you driving inflammation within the body through your food sources, or are you helping to reduce those inflammatory pathways that contribute to seasonal discomfort? And so for me, it starts with the diet. But also, I think it goes without say, but avoidance is probably the best thing to do when it comes to dealing with airborne allergens. And so if you can avoid it at all costs, if you know that you have a pet dander allergen, maybe don't get a dog. Mm-hmm. And so I think then, kind of to your question then, after we've addressed avoidance, if we can't get rid of our pets, which is a tall task, and we've cleaned up the diet, then what interventions are there? And there's quite a few different options out there, and everybody's going to be different. So things like quercetin and rutin, which are bioflavonoids, which help with something called mast cell stabilization. Looking at anti-inflammatories, a lot of good nutrients that are rich in that. And then something I know that you've been talking about the last few weeks that you're pretty passionate about is N-acetylcysteine. Helping with just the oxidative stress, but also with mucus viscosity. So there's a lot that you can do when it comes to seasonal discomfort.
Yeah, and that is, something that's actually not new. We've known these things, and they do operate. Most nutritional products are operating a little bit different premise than, let's say, the pharmaceutical industry. And I told someone yesterday, it was actually my employee, I said, you know what? I think it's time you go get something over the counter at the drugstore. It's not like I'm opposed completely to the drugs. I mean, if you're not breathing well, you're not sleeping because of this, and we can't, you can't get feeling better significantly with the nutritional products, it's not significantly risky to use some over the counter if you do it appropriately. Now, I do believe, and as I told him, I think we should combine that with the things like NAC. And I want to say again, I say this most shows, NAC is under the gun for perhaps being banned because it could be reclassified as a drug. And I know Dr. Green and I have spoke about this. He used it in the emergency room. It's still in the emergency rooms for certain conditions for patients. It's a natural product. But I love NAC, and Amazon and Whole Foods has now stopped selling it because of this potential FDA ban. So I do encourage people to come out and get it. I take it daily. It's an antioxidant that helps your liver purify itself, protects your lungs greatly, and has many multiple functions. But so let's say a person is, they're waking up yesterday or a few weeks ago, and they're starting to feel that heaviness, that sluggishness that comes with not breathing as well, stopped up, all the stuff in the head. And it's not acute. I mean, it's not terrible. It's not a cold, but we know, they know it's an allergy. What would be like some of the combinations, or would they use a combination, or would they just use something singularly to help this?
Yeah. There's going to be a number of different options, but I think that when you can approach it from as many angles as you can, you're typically going to see the best result. So that's why I think all of those variables compounded, as far as our lifestyle intervention, but then also our nutritional intake. And so we have a formula that we're pretty proud of and pretty excited about, and have gotten a lot of great feedback on, that combines a combination of herbs and bioflavonoids that are traditionally used in dealing with a lot of the symptoms that are associated with airborne perennial allergies.
Now, is this something that they would take, could take preventatively, but also take if they're not feeling well? I know that your line of nutrients, and I'm so picky that it's rare that there's even been a rep actually on Vital Health Radio because of the fact that I'm so picky about things. But I trust your company greatly. I've got enough experience. You're so transparent. You do everything to the level of better than probably a drug company does. And I know you have your secondary line is actually a professional line that is dealing with physicians also. But what is the name of this one product? Because actually, I don't remember it.
That's okay, yeah. So Utsi's allergy formula is called Alertica, and so we combine the allergies with Urtica, which is part of the Latin name for stinging nettles, which is one of the ingredients found in Alertica.
Yeah, I love stinging nettles. It has a vast amount of research on it, again, to, I mean, I'm going to let you say, but it's probably reducing histamines, isn't it? Is that what it how it works, or reducing the level of the immune system attacking this pollen?
Yeah, so the research on nettles, and before I jump into that, we actually have an organic herb farm here in southeastern Wisconsin where we're based out of. And we actually are trying to grow as many of our own raw materials as we can on the farm and incorporate those into our formulas. And the nettles in Alertica actually do come from our organic herb farm. And so just as an aside, high quality, best possible organic fresh nettles that you can get. The mechanism of action on nettles is actually relatively unknown. It's more of a traditional herb that has been used for centuries to help with a number of different issues. And then in the 1990s was kind of a lot of the initial more clinical research done on nettles. And unfortunately, some of those studies weren't well conducted. They were more subjectively based. But there was one study that they did that proposed a potential mechanism or benefit. And it's actually more in reducing inflammation. And so it addresses two different pro-inflammatory pathways called your cyclooxygenase and lipoxygenase, which for your listeners, basically just means it's thought to help reduce inflammation, which is a major part of the allergic response.
Yeah, no doubt. It also plays a big role in everything from aging to many of the chronic diseases is based in this pathway of inflammation and living a lifestyle. And I talk about it a lot, and Dr. Green also believes in it. And, you know, living a life of low inflammation, which is, you know, you don't eat all the processed foods and the sugars and you don't eat bad oils. I mean, oils, omega-6s, is part of this inflammation cycle, and so which means basically you balance it with omega-3. And I mean, those things, that's why drugs work too, because they block the pathway. The problem with the drug is that it blocks other pathways that might have some other risk, where the nutritional options don't block the other pathways, because a COX-2 inhibitor also blocks COX-1, and that is what you use for the protective lining of the gut. And so when you block that, that's one reason we have gut issues with the pharmaceuticals. And, you know, your fact that you mentioned that you grow those herbs, I mean, there's not many companies who actually really have the transparency that you have, because they can't. They're having to purchase these raw materials from unknown farmers, really. And so they're testing, the good companies do, and they're hopefully getting the right stuff. And I do most of the time they can. But there's nothing like having the chef in the kitchen and growing their own foods in the backyard and bringing it in and producing that level of quality, because these foods grown are not, and herbs grown are not just plain commodities. They are a work of art of nature and God, and they have to be treated that way. They're not, you know, like I went down yesterday and I had supper downtown, Dr. Green, you know where this is, near Southern Star. Well, that chicken factory's down there, and they had all those chickens lined up in that, getting ready to either go in or go out or do something, you know, like 5,000 chickens in those tiny little boxes. there's no way you can produce a healthy food. I don't care if it's a living organism like a chicken or a stinging nettles, if you don't treat the plant or the animal with respect and have it on the ground and fed with the proper nutrients and the cleanliness and not poison it. There's no way the chicken can be healthy for us raised in the conditions that they are. And as you certainly, when you smell that plant down there, it's really nauseating. But your farm, Ben, is, I know I saw a few pictures. I was so impressed with it. And the fact that, you know, you test everything. This is what makes it different when people come in and buy the level of quality that Utzy has. And Utzy is spelled U-T-Z-Y. And I'm just a big fan of your company and this formula. We have sold it now for about maybe 3 months and getting great feedback. Fantastic. Again, you're not giving medical advice, but there are people who you see that are using both, sometimes the over-the-counter pharmaceutical and this. Is that something that Utzy's okay with?
So, I mean, well, we certainly aren't healthcare practitioners, and so we'll always recommend that people chat with their healthcare provider as to what's going to be best for them. But there's no indication that there's going to be what's called a contraindication, meaning you would be able to safely use this in combination with other over-the-counter or pharmaceutical medications. But again, it's always best to check with your doctor.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'm going to give Dr. Green a couple of these bottles. I know, are you still having allergies a little bit?
I do. You know, I do a lot of prevention. I find that when I'm in the gym a lot, like I am again now, for some reason my allergies are a lot better. Don't know why. That's odd. I don't run outside anymore. I stay inside. Running outside always mess with me. But just changing your filter, your HVAC filter at home regularly, using salt water sprays, and keeping my windows rolled up in the car. You know, a few simple things sometimes on recirc. You know, those things make the sinuses very tolerable. It hasn't been bad in quite a while. It's just annoying. So I'm at a nice annoying level of allergies, just the tickly nose sometimes, and masks often make that worse. But I was just thinking, you know, in traditional medicine for myself, as you know, I mean, I'm not an integrative medicine doctor, but I practice both traditional and non-traditional. But my experience in non-traditional treatment of allergic rhinitis is limited, to say the least. I wish we had a rep like Ben, somebody coming to our office on a regular basis to tell us what's out there. That's just a call out to you, Ben. I wish we had someone dropping by, and I think we have 10 providers that will be open to learning more.
And you're right, Dr. Green. You really don't. You can't embrace it because you're not having someone give you that up-to-date information and allowing you to be filled with the information you need to tell a patient about it.
So we're well-versed on what we have in traditional medicine. I can treat allergies all day long, you know, but, I have a little learning to do in this area. I do for sure.
Well, that's why I love Dr. Green, because he's always so honest and humble about exactly where we are in this health field. Well, Ben, I appreciate you being on so much with Vital Health Radio. And again, Utzy's the company, and Nutrition World. If anyone has any questions or just want to ask and look and investigate more, please come in. And my staff of 26 people are very, very well trained. In fact, you have come and trained my staff at least once and perhaps twice on the exact discussion we're having. So I appreciate you being on, Ben, and we will be talking to you soon. And it is time to take a break. When we come back, we're going to have more information. I want to talk about this new gadget that I bought, Dr. Green, called Happy, H-A-P-B-E-E. It's really interesting. And we've got that, plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, and stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
Ugh, I am stressed beyond belief.
What's wrong, honey?
Just life, bills, gas prices, everything. Looks like we aren't going to get that vacation again this year.
Why not? We can just take your gold and sell it to Rick Davis.
Hey, that's a pretty good idea.
Yep, Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds pays top prices for gold.
Yay, we can finally take that trip to Jamaica like we always wanted to.
Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, helping you get away for a little while. Rick Davis Gold and Diamonds, 5301 Brainerd Road.
I'm Sean Whitfield. Join me, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a great podcast called Chattanooga Fitness Download. It's a podcast about healthy living, fitness, exercise, and bodybuilding. You can expect some great guests and a lot of fascinating stories. Find Chattanooga Fitness Download at your favorite podcast location. Click the subscribe button for all future podcasts. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalford Road and I-75.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Corder each Saturday at 9 a.m. for On the Move Radio, presented by Carter Heating and Air on 98.1 The Lake, a radio show about all things Chattanooga, a production of Whitfield Media Group.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and I'm sitting here going to show Dr. Green something that I purchased. It looks like a big, well, it's a black ring, and it fits over my head, and it's called Happy, but it's spelled H-A-P-B-E-E. And what it is you connect it to your cell phone.
It looks like a big black ring.
It is, yeah, that's exactly what it looks like. And I put it on my cell phone. It's not, this thing's not not cheap.
What does it, read your brainwaves?
And no, so here's what happens. Look here. On my phone, I can choose, when it's going to put out these magnetic, pulsed electromagnetic fields into my brain. Well, I can choose the alert, the calm, the focus, the happy, the relaxed, the deep sleep, or the bedtime. And you wear it for 60 minutes, and it's going to kind of recalibrate the way the brain function is. I've only had it one day. I have no judgment for it, but I'm just into these gadgets because if it works and I can help other people, we don't sell these things. I'm just an experimenter.
And tell me again what it is altering.
It's altering the...
like magnetic field?
Well, this is putting out a magnetic field.
So it's altering your magnetic
field.
And
it's altering ours with a type of programming that they feel is conducive to whatever choice you make, whether
that's
it be calming, sleeping, whatever. I mean, we are energetic beings. There's no doubt. You can say whatever you want and do it in all the technical words, but really, you know, the difference between the person in the morgue today and us sitting here is there's no electrical activity in the person who's died. It just isn't there. I mean, all your machines, the EKGs, all those read electrical activities.
But who knows how those affect us, but we are affected. I mean, we see trends like based on where, you know, gravitational forces, you know, changing people. We just can't see them like, say, the geese can when they're migrating.
I love that. Yes, and they can. We've lost that capacity. And, I mean, we all know barometric pressure and how it makes us feel. So I'll let people know. If you want to look it up, it's H-A-P-B-E-E, Happy.
You going to say how much it costs?
I think it was $350.
Okay, could be worse.
Again, I'm doing it partially for me. I'm also doing it because I want to be the explorer and be willing to help other people.
How long do you have to wear it?
1 hour. And so I'll let you know next week. And the other thing, I'll go back to my ring. I'm as thrilled with my ring for sleep, O-U-R-A, aura, of any probably purchase I've ever made. It has really given me the advice and education and information I need to help fine-tune this challenge that I have of sleep. And I put together now things that I know based on this ring, giving me the information that I should do and I shouldn't do with regard to eating and supplements and wind down time and what my brain's doing 60 minutes before I go to bed truly alters the quality of my sleep. It is so convincing that I really recommend the Aura ring for anyone who's having chronic sleep issues. Just amazing. And I want to say I did read yesterday, Dr. Green, it was actually in a medical brought forth in a medical journal, but the iPhone 12 wireless charger, they now are putting a big warning because if you have an implanted pacemaker or defibrillator, it will screw with that. So if anyone has the wireless chargers for an iPhone 12 and you have a pacemaker, give it back.
So it must put off a magnetic field.
It must be strong because the other ones do not have this.
Well, I don't have a 12. Mine's older. But that's good to know and good information. Although I will say we'd have to get somebody from, say, Medtronic or somebody in to comment on this because I'm not an expert on this. But a lot of these are shielded now. So a lot of the newer pacemakers.
Oh, are they?
Yes. And so, I'm still, when I have a patient that goes, oh, mine's new. It's shielded against magnetism. I can go in an MRI. I really still don't want to send them in an MRI because I'm scared I'll turn it off. So, we really have to do some research first. But a lot of the new ones can do that. But you always wonder, are you sure it's safe? Yeah, but watch for that, people, if you've got an iPhone 12. Who put out that article? Do you know?
I actually had the reverse. I don't. I'll tell you after we get
done. No worries.
But I also I want to say that Nutrition World is now starting first Monday. It's actually going to be July 12th. We're going to be doing IVs every month at Nutrition World through Partners in Care. You've met Dr. Melvin and those people, and they're just great, great. And why would you want to do an IV? Well, some people do it. In fact, two people did it last week because they're at like the COVID long haulers, and I'm sure you've seen some of those people who just can't seem to get their energy back and their stamina after having COVID or any really sickness that was pretty deep. The IV, if you use nutrients and fluids, can sometimes turn the corner for people. I do it because sometimes I will choose the one for anxiety or the like taurine. We add taurine to the IV mixture along with nutrients or glutathione, which detoxes the liver significantly, and of course vitamin C and all of those. And I did just do a new Holistic Navigator. I interviewed a Richard Passwater whose dad is, I think, probably the ultimate expert on vitamin C in this country. And he's no longer able to do interviews, but his son, I interviewed him, and it was just some remarkable information. We tend to just dismiss vitamin C because it's so old and kind of old school, but it has some powerful functions in the body. And what's interesting about vitamin C to me is that, there's only three warm-blooded creatures on Earth that can't produce their own: a tiny bat, a little guinea pig, and us. Somewhere along the chain, we lost the capacity to take glucose and convert it into ascorbic acid. Every animal who gets sick, their levels will quadruple within hours because the body knows it needs it to help produce wellness. But we can't, so that's why I'm big into the supplements of that. One other crazy thing I'm doing, Dr. Green, is I'm convinced, and I have been for many years, based on a physician named Dr. Sarno, S-A-R-N-O, that many times we don't heal, especially with chronic pain, because of locked-in emotions. Not just stress, but I'm talking about feelings of rage that you just shove down into the cellar of your heart, anger, lost dreams, all the things that come with living. And Dr. Sarno basically treated chronic pain by advising people how to understand this premise. Well, there's a book out called The Emotion Code, and it also speaks of that. And I'm going Tuesday to a practitioner, and I'm going to be, well, I guess I'll say the word treated. I don't know what's going to happen, but we are going to unlock, hopefully, that's the goal, unlock some of these hidden emotions that is preventing me from having optimal health. I struggle with a hip and a little bit of chronic pain. Partially, I overdo myself in the gym, as you know, and I'm not willing to let it rest too long, but I know emotions play a role in it. So I'll let you know how the emotion code treatment. And if you look up emotion code, the book is quite popular.
Well, I can't wait to hear more about that. And we all know that, I mean, yes, your mental state, your emotional state can produce illness, one. Number two, if you have something that's extremely mild, but you're under a ton of stress or any other type of emotional debility, let's just say it'll multiply it 10 to 100 fold. And so it feels so much worse than it otherwise would. Mm-hmm. Just imagine if you have a small problem, but you are at the height of joy and happiness, you ignore it.
Totally.
You just ignore the small things, but otherwise you might dwell on it. But, this is that's a good point you made. I also wanted to bring up, you were talking about post-COVID syndrome. Mm-hmm. So two things with that. One, if someone is having that and they have not seen their medical provider, please go do so. I mean, there are some serious things that can happen to your body post-COVID, to your heart. We've talked about that on the air, so it's in some of our archive shows you can listen to. But also, this type of a post-viral syndrome is not unusual. Think mono. And I can still remember, you know, countless patients who have had 6 to 12 months of continuing symptoms after mono. For myself, I went from being a very competitive runner to not being able to run for like 6 months. And it took me a long time. And I was a kid. But recovery after a viral illness can be prolonged. And that's not necessarily a brand new thing, even though COVID is unique.
That is a wonderful point, because so many people think that, you know, the COVID stuff is... It came out of another planet, and here we are having to deal with some foreign object. It's not. You're exactly, and I had not thought of that. I know plenty of people with mono. It took 6 months to a year to get over. So why would it not be similar for COVID? I mean, of course.
This is still, COVID is new to us, and it is unique. And we talked to, in the first segment, about it maybe being bioengineered. So honestly, we're still learning what it can do.
And I love, and yes, you're right. If a person is feeling what they think is post-COVID, or what we call the long haulers, go check with your general practitioner, your medical expert that you trust, and get a workup to make sure it isn't something else. Because even,
yes.
I mean,
we
could,
have found some odd things. We found,
really?
You know, blood clots, pulmonary emboli,
yeah.
Heart inflammation, all sorts of things that can be much more serious.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that most of the times? No, thankfully, it's usually not that. But, you know, you have to really listen to, you know, your patient, talk to your provider, and if they feel like you need to run some tests, run the tests.
I love it, love it, love it. And again, you know, you need to go to see someone like Dr. Green if you're having those symptoms. But if you want to get just good preventative tests, Nutrition World does that every Tuesday and the last Friday of the month from 8 to 12.
And remember what he said about the vitamins. I mean, every time in my home that we're sick, we raise our levels of vitamin D and C supplementation. And that's not the only things we do, but that's two of the first things we reach for.
Absolutely.
And it does work.
It does enhance the ability to get well and be well. And I would hate to be in a world without those. Of course, that's my whole life is a faith of lifestyle management, not just taking vitamin pills, but lifestyle on all regards. That's why I'm going to Cleveland to do the emotion code to see about, you know, that. Dr. Sarno's theory, the reason that sometimes it's hard to understand how he got such results, because he did get amazing results, is that he feels that the body holds on to pain because it's trying to distract you from the emotional pain. And if you're worried about your hip and you're constantly focused on your hip, you're not going to think about your relationship with your mother. Or if you do, it's going to be far less. Because every time it starts to crop up about the crisis between you and your mother, your hip's going to hurt worse.
A camouflage and a distraction.
Perfect. Perfect wording.
Yeah, I've heard that before as well. People do that when they're hurting with anger, other emotions as well, to hide it.
Yes, yes. On my Holistic Navigator, which is my podcast that I do, I just posted, and on Nutrition World also, is a video, a CBD right choice for discomfort. And I did about a 10-minute video on how to choose the correct CBD for chronic pain. And here's the 3 points I made. You have to have the right quality, and a lot of the CBDs simply are worthless, especially the ones at the discount and the drugstores and even the drugstores and
Circle
the gas station.
Circle
yeah.
K.
Circle K. Yes.
Come on.
And then secondly, dosing. We know that the half-life of CBD is about 5 to 6 hours. You're going to have to dose CBD for chronic pain 3 times a day in order to keep it in the system. You don't just take it when you have like you would an aspirin. Oh, I have a headache. Let me pop 2 aspirin. No, you're going to have to keep on this 3 times a day. And then lastly, people ask constantly about side effects, which is a great question. And many of the people I trust say this: if you're taking a drug that says do not do with grapefruit juice, it's also going to apply to CBD, because that system in the liver, that called a P450 system. So if you're taking a drug that says that, don't do CBD. And lastly is, you could test positive regardless of what the bottle says. So be very cautious. You want to learn more, go into the Facebook of Holistic Navigator. I did the 12-minute video that explains even more about that. And there's a cardiologist that I really, really like. He's out of the box big time. His name's Dr. Wolfson. And he had a wonderful article on stopping blood clots by the use of something called natokinase. And I posted that on Facebook also on Vital Health Radio. So if anyone wants to read about how natto is an old ancient food that has been eaten for thousands of years, but they found that it normalizes blood viscosity, which is thickness. And it's really darn good for people who are sitting on planes too long or traveling or just can't move around. It can't be done with anticoagulants that you would prescribe. If you're on a Coumadin or any of those, you cannot do natokinase. But other than that, it's extremely healthy. I take it every single day.
And you know, thankfully, we're getting away from Coumadin. Still have a lot of people on it, but with all the new Factor 10 drugs, Eliquis and whatnot, it is nice to not check as many INRs as we used to.
Ooh, I bet. That controls your life.
Coumadin is such a dangerous drug, but then the other drugs are so expensive, so it's a trade-off.
Yeah, I mean, Coumadin is so inexpensive, but also so risk-filled. Hey, it is time to take a break. When we come back, we'll be having Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages.
You run your air conditioning one day and the heat the next. If your heating and air unit stops working, call Carter Heating and Air, 423-899-1500, or find them online at carterhvac.com.
You should feel secure in your home, even when you're not there.
ADS Security can do that for you.
ADS provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Professional home security installation, 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and 100% wireless.
Automate your home security system to work for you, all from the touch of your smartphone.
Choose ADS Security.
Find them online at adssecurity.com.
The Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is the area's only comprehensive endovascular vascular specialty center dedicated to critical limb disease with a special focus on amputation prevention. The staff of experts provides complete medical assessment, therapies, and procedures with on-site surgical interventions if needed. Appointments and new patients are now being accepted at the Vascular Institute of Chattanooga. For more information, visit Vascular Institute of Chattanooga.
Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World in Chattanooga, back with my partner, Dr. Green, and we always look forward to Dr. Green's Spiritual Moment.
Thank you, Ed. And once again, the Spiritual Moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you want to learn more, just visit their website, silverdalebc.com. They have churches all over this area. You can also download their app, which is free for Android or iPhone. William James once said that the greatest weapon against stress is our ability to choose one thought over another. And Lee Iacocca once said that in times of great stress and adversity, it's always best to keep busy, to plow your anger and energy into something positive. Well, the Bible has a few things to say about stress as well, such as in Psalms chapter 118, verse 5, which says, "That when pressed, I cried to the Lord, he brought me into a spacious place." And in Philippians chapter 4, verses 8 and 9, we see the source of peace, the opposite of stress, as we are told that whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things, and the God of peace will be with you. Stress causes all sorts of chaos inside our bodies, which can actually prevent us from being able to think clearly. And because of that, when we are stressed, we can often say things like, the walls are closing in, or it's all just too much. Well, stress can make you feel like there is nowhere to turn and no air to breathe, which is interesting because the word stress actually comes from a Latin word meaning drawn tight. That sounds like an accurate description to me. So if you are focused on your stress, it can feel like the world is simply closing in on you. But there may be a better way, to deal with all of that stress. The psalm we read said, "When hard pressed, I cried to the Lord, and He brought me into a spacious place." We don't have to live drawn tight, stressed out lives. God can bring us into a spacious place of peace when we cry out to Him for help. So to overcome our stress, we have to get out of our own heads and into God's presence. When it feels like the walls are closing in, try inviting God in. When you feel like you just can't handle it all anymore, well, you may be right. But God is waiting to give you your own spacious place. Our stress is an opportunity to allow God to be God in our lives and for Him to provide that spacious place of peace for us and for you. So remember, peace is possible. Even when it may not feel like it or seem like it, peace is possible, but only in the presence of Jesus. Let me close with a quote from Psalm chapter 34, verse 18. "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." That is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed?
Thank you as always, my friend. And I love that two words, drawn tight. You can actually feel the impact of that. And I certainly have plenty of times, as most people are, a feeling that I'm drawn tight. I did eat. You were, let's see, last week you were... I did the show without you because of a weird situation. But
the only weird place I've eaten was over at Roost Chris for the bodybuilding show.
Well, I won't tell you about this place. I mentioned it, I think, last week. I am very disappointed in many of the Mexican food places. I'm going to make it very quick here because we're going to run out of time. Because what they've done now is they're starting to use commercialized mixes, and those contain MSG. That's why often people like my daughter can no longer eat there. My son-in-law can't eat at most Mexicans because it's stimulating their heart rate. They can't sleep. They get edgy. They get dizzy sometimes, but not normally. But I was down in Ringgold, and I was down there actually riding my motorcycle, my Harley, and I see this little tiny Mexican place called Velarte with a V, Velarte, and it's there behind the courthouse in Ringgold, and it said truly authentic Mexican. So I go in there, and I just simply ask the question, can you tell me what you are putting on your foods, your ground beef, your chicken? And I said, I'm very sensitive to chemicals. She goes back to the cook, comes out with a list. It is the way that it probably has been made for 1,000 years, using the true herbs, the true spices, no mixtures. It was the first Mexican food I have eaten in, well, I gave up Mexican food about a year ago because I kept making me sickly. And so I'm going to recommend Velarte in Ringgold. I'm going to be going down there because I don't know about you, but there's something about Mexican. It's almost like a drug, and I have a craving for it.
Well, there is supposedly a place in Fort Oglethorpe, like across from Walmart. It either has a bad word for the middle name, you know, good blanking tacos or something like that. I just heard about it from a friend of mine who ate there, a friend and a patient. And, you know, I don't know if it's in Spanish or English, but that sounds like a hilarious name, but they said the food was good. But you haven't checked out Mezcla yet?
No, I went by it. Now, that's down there by the bridge?
Yes, by SunTrust. Okay. And so, you know, great food. You'll have to tell me, though, as far as health-wise, but that food is excellent. And I love Taco Nuga just a little further down from there.
Okay.
And, of course, Base Camp, my favorite. Had to go get some wings the other night, so go Base Camp.
Well, all right. And again, I'm very thrilled to see Chattanooga opening up. I was downtown. I actually ate at Old Gilman Grill two nights ago before I went to the float tank. And it was a little bit disappointing as far as the energy downtown. And I know that things will probably not get back to where they were, if they ever do. But maybe they will. But, you know, here it was 4:20 on a Friday night, and the streets were desolate. And what a difference a year ago or 2 years ago would have been.
We found that Friday a couple of weeks ago as well, and it wasn't that late. Let's say like 9:30, just we ended up at Base Camp having some wings. But every place we went to was like, nope, we're not taking any more. We're shutting down in a minute.
Oh.
So I was very surprised on a Friday night, walked down to Base Camp. Now that felt like old times. It was packed, and the atmosphere was the same as it was, say, 2.5 years ago. Very nice.
Well, it is starting. There are places it is getting back to normal and others that are still struggling. Part of it is lack of employees, so sometimes it can't be helped. Well, guess what? That does it for this week's edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group, and thank you for listening. We'll be back here next week for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Christopher Green, CHI Memorial, Georgia, I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World. Have a healthy and safe and fearless day.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.